It's one of the greatest moments in Boston sports history. On this day, November 23, 1984, with no time left on the clock, Boston College quarterback Doug Flutie put up a Hail Mary pass and stunned Miami.
Here we go. Here's your ball game, folks, as Flutie takes the snap. He drops straight back, has some time, now scrambles away from one hit. Looks, uncorks a deep one for the end zone. Phelan is down there.
Oh, he got it!
Did he get it?
He got it!
Touchdown! 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 Touchdown, Boston College! He did it! He did it! Flutie did it! He got Phelan!
That's longtime Boston College announcer Dan Davis making the call. On this Thanksgiving, there's another Flutie at quarterback.
Big red zone play here. Flutie in the shotgun. He keeps it, and he gets the first down, and he is into the end zone for a touchdown.
The call apparently not so thrilling when you're on the other side, like the Needham Community TV announcer we heard there. He was talking about the play of Troy Flutie, who is Doug Flutie's nephew. Troy is a sophomore, quarterbacking the same Natick High School football team that Doug led before heading off to BC. Tomorrow, on Thanksgiving Day, it's Natick's last game of the year against its big rival, Framingham. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch this morning reports on the newest chapter in the Flutie family football story.
Shadows stretch across the field as Natick High players in red jerseys and white helmets run through one of their last practices of the season. The Thanksgiving game against Framingham goes back more than 100 years, but the shadow of history falls even more squarely on one player.
There's pressure that I have to like live up to my uncle and like my dad, and there's also pressure that other people are just saying that I'm a Flutie, I'm only playing because I'm a Flutie.
On the surface, Troy Flutie looks like he feels no pressure. At 6 feet tall and just 15 years old, he's already 3 inches taller than his famous uncle. The late autumn sun gives an auburn glow to the hair curling from his helmet. But inside the training facility just off the field, inside the squat cinder block building, his father and the other coaches are drawing up plays for Troy to execute.
Just go. Yeah, pump it and look for it.
Yeah, because even if, I mean, you can hit him in this area right here.
Darren Flutie is the receivers coach for the team. Like his star brother Doug, Darren played at Natick High too. The brothers played together at Boston College and then in the Canadian Football League before Doug made it to the NFL. But Darren says the traditional Thanksgiving game against Framingham holds the most memories.
I mean, if you go back long enough, back into the 80s and late 70s, when my brother Bill and Doug and myself played here at Natick, I mean, our whole family, and certainly Thanksgiving, was built around football. You know, you play Thanksgiving Day, come home, have dinner, and just sit and watch football all day, like a lot of football families do. And it brings back a lot of great memories. And now to have our kids, at least especially my son, old enough to play in this game, it's exciting.
Go D group!
Out on the field, head coach Mark Martorelli runs his sophomore quarterback through quick passing drills. Natick runs a no-huddle spread offense that makes the most of Troy's ability to run and throw. Coach Martorelli says that style offense also demands a lot of his young quarterback.
You know, he watches a lot of film. He understands what we're trying to do. He makes the correct checks at the line. You know, we really give him a lot of responsibility. He can handle it.
Natick's team has a 7-1 record, remarkable for a sophomore quarterback, but Troy Flutie wasn't always so capable. His center lineman, senior Andrew Grassi, says when Troy got the QB job last year, the boy was nervous and made a lot of mistakes.
Coming in as a freshman, being a starting quarterback on a varsity team is tough, to say the least, and I think he got a little more comfortable this year, and I think working out with the team all offseason, being with us all offseason, got just be more comfortable, and you know, I think we all welcome him in. He's done a great job this year. So
far this season, Troy Flutie has run for more than 900 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's also thrown for more than 1,000 yards for 15 touchdowns. One of the receivers he's connected with is Derek Kane. He gets a kick out of catching the passes of someone named Flutie.
It's kind of like playing with like a famous person, not Troy, but knowing how the whole family went, how a bunch of them go to BC, two of them went on to play in the NFL. I think it's especially exciting because he's pretty much the last Flutie to come through.
Troy is often compared to his uncle, the short, scrappy, hard-throwing Doug, whose Hail Mary heave is sometimes called the Hail Flutie. But Troy fends off the comparison.
I'm a little more like my dad, I think, because he's my father, but I think he's got a great arm for a receiver. I think he's a great runner. My uncle's a good runner, though, but I feel like I'm more like my dad.
His dad, Darren, says he just wants Troy to make his own experiences, his own memories.
The way Troy approaches it, and hopefully the way I've brought him up, is that to just enjoy these high school years and take it all in a day like Thursday on Thanksgiving. You know, just take it in and enjoy it and play your tail off, because it goes by so quickly. You know, before he knows it, he'll be my age looking back on this Thanksgiving Day game, and, you know, it'll be great memories, and you want to have great memories of these games and know that you just gave it your all, and you can say that when you're older. And that's very important, I think.
Tomorrow at 10 in the morning, sophomore quarterback Troy Flutie will take the field and try to lead Natick to a win over rival Framingham, something he failed to do last year. Afterwards, the extended Flutie family will share in Thanksgiving dinner. They'll watch football on TV and look forward to watching Friday's matchup between Boston College and Miami, the reprise of the Hail Flutie game. But if the latest chapter in the Flutie family Thanksgiving story is a good one, and Troy leads Natick's the red and blue to a win, that turkey is going to taste oh so much better. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.